Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Yud Gimel, the 13th Mishnah in the 4th Perek of Kiddushin. Continuing from the topic that was discussed in the previous Mishnah. Lo Yilmad Adam Ravak Sofrin Velo Silmad Isha Sofrin. Our Mishnah tells us that there are certain professions that a person should avoid, perhaps because it will lead to Yichud, it will lead to having seclusion with a female, or it could lead to other inappropriate behaviors. And what are they? Lo yilmad adam ravak sofrim, velo tilmad isha sofrim. Our Mishnah says that an unmarried man should not be a teacher, and a woman should not be a teacher. What is the concern? The concern is that mothers are the ones that bring their children to school, and perhaps there would be an inappropriate relationship between the mother of the young child and the single male teacher. And similarly, why is it that lo silmad isha sofrim? Why is it a woman shouldn't be a teacher? Because if she were to teach small children, their fathers and older brothers might come and might bring their children to school, and there would be an inappropriate interaction with them. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mi shein lo isha lo yilmad sofrim. Rabbi Elazar says that a person who doesn't have a wife should also not be a teacher. What exactly is the difference between what Rabbi Elazar says and what Tanna Kamma said? It is understood to mean that not only should a bachelor not be a teacher, a young man who is never married, Rabbi Elazar says a person who doesn't have a wife, a person who's single, meaning a person who was married and whose wife passed away, or a person who was divorced from his wife, should also not teach small children, because he would perhaps interact too much with the mothers of children that could lead to inappropriate behavior. So Rabbi Elazar says not just a young bachelor, but even someone who is not married currently should not be a teacher of small children. Perek Daled, Mishnah Yud Daled, the 14th and last Mishnah, not just this Perek, but the entire Maseches Kiddushin. We'll conclude with a very long, but very interesting Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yireh Ravak Behema. Rabbi Yehuda says that a bachelor should not herd cattle. We are concerned that he might engage in bestiality. Lo Yishnu Shnei Ravakim B'talis Achas. And Rabbi continues and says that two bachelors, two single men, should not sleep in one cloak, covering themselves with one garment, as we are worried that would also lead to an inappropriate relationship. However, v'chachamim matirin, the sages permit it, and they do not feel that these individuals will engage in bestiality or in homosexual behavior. The halacha is like chachamim. Kosh isko im hanashim lo yis yached im hanashim. Anyone who deals with women, for example, a tailor who deals with women's clothing or jewelry maker, should not be alone with women, meaning even if a person has the need to do so because of his professions, for his livelihood, even perhaps with many women, they were worried, Chazal were worried that he would become too familiar with them, and they would, shall we say, might engage in inappropriate behavior. It's not a chiddush, not allowed to have yichud with anyone, but even many women, we will not allow a person who regularly deals with women, who should not be alone with many women, unlike a regular person, be permitted to do so, as well as will be overly strict with his interactions with women, because he's so familiar with them, because he works with them on a regular basis. Lo yilmad adam es b'no umanut bein hanashim. So much so that our Mishnah goes on to say, a person should not teach his son an artisan that would enable him to work among women. A job and always have to be surrounded by women and to work with them and deal with them. Omer, Omer le'olam yilamed adam es b'no umanus nikia v'kala. Rabbi Meir says, a person should teach his son a clean and easy job, of a clean and honest and sincere profession. For example, the Gemara says, the work of a tailor, person who does embroidery, they are clean from Geneva, person is not suspected of stealing, a person not tempted to steal, and in terms of what does it mean that they're easy, that they're kala, doesn't mean that they're easy to get one degree, or they don't really require that much physical exertion of effort, but rather means doesn't lead a person to poverty, meaning a person can still make a living with such a craft. Mishnah continues, viz palel, a person should daven, a person should pray, lemi sha'ushrev and nechasim shalo. A person should pray, a person should daven to the one who ultimately possesses all of the riches in the entire world, and to all the riches and wealth is owned by him, of course, that is Kadosh Baruch Hu, the master of the universe, and that a person would teach his son a way to daven, that God would bless him for his efforts and become successful. After all, she'ein umanus, she'ein va'anius va'ashirus. Because our Mishnah teaches us there isn't a craft out there, there isn't a job out there, that there isn't poverty and wealth, that a person who has a certain profession succeed, there's wealth, and others in the exact same profession, the exact same business, encounter poverty. After all, shalonios minumanus, vlashus min homanus, the Mishnah tells us that poverty doesn't come from and that a consequence of the work that a person does, and same with wealth. Neither wealth nor poverty is connected to a person's job. Elakol lefi zechuto. But rather, it is all dependent according to a person's merit. So, so the Yontov asks the theological question, and that is, I don't understand, if a person's zechuto is based on a person's merit, why is a person davening? Why should a person pray for it? It's not going to make a difference. So he explains a very important theological concept in Judaism that says, listen, person doesn't merit having wealth, then what can tefillah do? What can prayer do? Can't necessarily change God, but it can change us. Zechuso yigro mishanos mazalo. It could change our mazal. It could change who we are and what we are. And therefore, if our zechuso changes, we are not the same person we were before we daven. We are a different person after we daven. A different person. We can receive perhaps more and greater blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishnah goes on to say, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer.
Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Ra'yisam yamecha chayav ha'ov, shiyesh lahem umanus.
Rabbi Shimon says, have you ever seen a beast or a bird that has a profession? They don't have a profession yet. Hein misparnasin shelo b'tzar. They sustain themselves without too much pain, without too much toil. V'halo lo nivru ela l'shem sheni. And these animals were created to serve me, to serve human beings. V'ani nivresi l'shamish es kuni. I was created to serve my Creator. Ein odin she'esparnei shelo v'tzar. Isn't it obvious? Is it intuitive that I should be able to sustain myself with too much trouble? Ela shehare osi masai vikipachti es parnasasi. Rather, explains Elazar, that I have not behaved properly. I have performed averos, I have performed bad deeds, and therefore I have forfeited my sustenance. I am the cause of why I need to work so hard. It is my sins, my chataim, that has caused me to work so hard in order to sustain myself. And it is my sins that cause the problems that I am dealing with. Abba Guryan Ish Tzadyan, Omer Mishum Abba Guryan. The gentleman, Abba Guryan, used to say,
Yumad Adam as Bino, Chamar, Gamal, Sapar, Sapan, Roe, Vechenvani, Shumanosan, Umanus, Listening.
This gentleman by the name of Abba Gurion, who's in Sidon, same in the name of Abba Gurion, but a person should not teach a son to be a donkey rider, a camel driver, or a hairdresser, or a sailor, or a shepherd, or a shopkeeper. Why? Because these professions lead to robbery. Individuals who drive donkeys and drive camels, they're usually on the road a lot. And sometimes they need to, shall we say, uproot people's produce to eat. Food from other people's gardens and their fields, just stealing. Sometimes a shepherd takes his flock to graze in a field that belongs to others. And a shopkeeper, what sometimes does he do that's inappropriate? He sells wine and he'll dilute his wine. He'll add water to it. Or he'll add stones and wheat in order to save some money. And perhaps when he measures out his salt or sugar, he uses weights which are not exact, and it leads to cheating his customers. So these professions lead a person to sin. They're so difficult to overcome the temptations, and therefore a person should not train his son or steer his son into these areas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo Achamarim Ruban Rishayim. Vagmalim Rubang Shiri. Reader says, listen, most people who drive donkeys are evil. Because as they travel, they take things that don't belong to other people. When it comes to people who drive camels, no. Camels, they don't take things that don't belong to them. And therefore, why don't camel drivers take things that don't belong to them? Because camels usually travel a shorter distance than a donkey. And therefore, it's a shorter distance they can do without, and they have enough provisions to make it to where they need to go. As opposed to donkey drivers end up stealing because of their long distances that they have to traverse, and they might come to take things that belong to other people. Hasapanim, sailors, Reuben Hasidim, most of them are very pious. Why? Explains the Gemara, when they're at sea, which is filled with dangers, which is filled with peril, since they are in this constant state of danger and fear, much more so than a person who drives a camel, therefore there are no atheists in a foxhole. Their hearts are often worried and thinking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu to help them, to save them on their journey. Tov shebe rufoim legehenom. The best of the doctors, the best of the physicians, to Gehenom. Why? Why should the greatest doctor be destined for Gehenom? Explains the commentaries that he hasn't worked too hard in his profession. Or what will happen is, he doesn't really know where the problem lies. He doesn't know how necessary to treat wounds and difficulties all the time. So what will he say? He'll claim he's the expert. He'll say, I know exactly what to do. I am an expert. Tov shebe rufoim. We'll end up hurting the patients. We'll perhaps even end up causing them to die. And therefore, they say, Tov shebe rufoim legehenom. The hot kosher. Shebatabachim. The kosher tabachim. Those individuals who are butchers, the most straightforward of all the butchers, who shecht, who slaughter animals, they have a little bit of a evil nature. They're cruel, like Shetofo Shalamalai. They're like the partners of the evil, wicked people of Amalai. Rabbi Norai Omer Meiliach Ani Ko Luman Yoshebaolab. Rabbi Nahorai says, I am willing to put aside all the professions, all the jobs in the world, and to teach my son only Torah. Why is it that I want to teach my son Torah? Because all the other crafts in the world, while they are important, person
to learn Torah. And what will end up happening? Ultimately, the principle remains in Olam Haba. Ushar kolmanios inokim. The rest of the professions, it's great. You might have food to eat. You might have some type of income. But it is ultimately limited. It is very temporary in their benefit. Shadam bali decholi oladei zikin oladei surin v'neachol asab m'lachto. When a person is sick, God forbid, a person is older, a person is suffering, and can no longer engage in his profession. He could no longer work anymore. Harehu meis b'ra'av. He perishes and dies of starvation. Aval haTorah inakin. The Torah isn't like that. Ela mishamaratu mikol rabin arusa v'nosenes lo achrius v'sikva b'zikinuso. Says the Mishnah, when a person becomes ill, it's true. He has a job. It's very difficult to sustain the job, and therefore he will perish. He could die. There's no means of sustaining himself. When it comes to Torah, it protects him from all the evil in the youth. Sometimes a person is young, they do silly and stupid things. The Torah will protect them from those silly things that we do when we are younger. And provides a person with a future and a sense of hope. Even if someone is so old and can't even engage in Torah, he's nevertheless, he's still given the reward of engaged and learned Torah when he was younger. And that will protect a person when they are older. In Aruso, when a person is alive, when a person is a youth, what is the pasuk describing such a person? Vekovei Hashem, Yachalifu, Chawach. Those people, Vekovei, from the word tikva, those people that put hope, and there's Baruch Hu, should provide them with a sense of strength. Zignusum Mahomer, what is the pasuk that describes a person who is elderly? The pasuk is, what does it say? O Yinivum B'Seva. They shall be full of sap and riches. And they will actually, according to Rashi, they'll produce growth. The reward will be set aside for their old age. When they will be full of sap and freshness. That's what the pasuk means. O Yinivum B'Seva. That they'll be stored up when they're younger. And eventually, when they're older, they'll benefit from what they, shall we say, put away and stored when they were younger. As it says by Avraham, our forefather, Allah v'shalom, v'Avraham zakein, Hashem beirach es, Avraham b'kol. Avraham was old, and Hashem blessed him with, in all things, b'kol. Even in his old age, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him, because of the Torah, because of what he learned and what he studied and what he acted when he was younger. After all, Matzinu Sha'asavim Ravinu Eskol Torah Kula. You know that Avram kept, Avram forsake the entire Torah even before it was given on Jewish people at Sinai, Shinema, Eke Vesher Shema Avraham Bakoli, Vishmor Mi Shmarti, Yitzvosai Chukosai, Vesorasai. Chazal understood from this pasuk that Avraham kept the laws, Avraham kept all of the mitzvot in the Torah before they were given. Each one of these words is a different type of halacha, a different type of Jewish law that Avraham kept. And therefore, based on understanding of our Mishnah, that is why he was blessed in his old age, because he kept the Mishmarti, the Mitzvosa, the Chukosai, the Sorasai, when he was younger. Therefore, Avraham was blessed when he was older with everything that he needed. We conclude, Hadran Allah, Seder Nashim, V'Hadrachalan, we have returned to you. Seder Nashim, V'Hadrachalan, we return to you. Datan Allah, Seder Nashim, V'Datach Allah, Nisne Sheminach Seder Nashim Velo, Sisne Sheminan, Loba Alma Hadein, Veloba Alma Da Asei. We return to your Seder Nashim, even though we've finished it. We'll never forget what we learned throughout this entire, not just Masechta, but an entire Seder of Mishnayas. And hopefully we'll turn to you, we'll continue to learn, to grow, and hopefully will benefit us, our families, and the entire Klal Yisrael. Amen.